Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's, yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of the scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine like a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Roll for initiative, everyone!
Please let this be a funny episode!
On Ron's arc?
No way!
Searching for Ron's anchor, you're stressed out and feeling bad. Next thing that you know, you're seeing
a series of pretty traumatic memories involving my dad.
Jumping off the high dive, making dinner on the stove. Drive on past the cardboard cowboy and say bye to your dog Rogue on this funny podcast.
I did get my anchor though.
Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
And Glenn taught us all to salt the pasta water.
Listen to our podcast.
Never gonna die, but I live forever.
Hell yeah, Peyton.
Not a BDSM podcast.
Good vibes only from now on, right, Nick Jr.?
It's
Oh, Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast about four dads from our world flung into the Forgotten Realms in the quest to rescue their lost sons. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Glenn Close, the cool, chill, definitely felt like didn't need to say too much last episode dad of the group.
Glenn Close, Mr. Comedy.
Mr. Comedy. Nice. Just kinda...
You did say the thing about, hey, it's the 80s, which yeah. I think is probably one of the funniest jokes in the history of the show. So.
And you did these nuts 2 episodes ago.
That's yeah, true. Don't worry about it,
you could rest
it,
on
Freddie.
Your laurels for the next season yeah. and a half.
Freddie, King, you're funny. Hitmaker believe in of yourself, comedy. Man.
Oh, I fully believe in myself.
That's why I think we should stop complimenting him forever.
This week's Glenn Fact. I'm quite disappointed, frankly, that there wasn't more discourse in the social media world about
here it comes.
Pasta water and salting pasta water.
Everyone, what discourse a lot of people. Were you expecting? Like, everyone agrees that you should salt the pasta water. There's nothing to talk about there.
I don't.
What? Yeah,
see, there you go. That's it.
I don't
it, right
salt
there.
It. This,
you don't salt it? Okay, wow.
But your pasta's not as good as it could be then.
Well, I wouldn't know the difference.
But you're right. You should post that on Unpopular Opinion Reddit. It's not an unpopular opinion. Like, you just get uploaded. Hot take, salt pasta water.
So this week's fact about Glenn. Glenn actually has no idea how to cook anything aside from like back of the box instructions, but he's watched enough YouTube in a half-baked state to kind of like fake it and sound like so he can throw things out. Like, you gotta make sure you salt the pasta water.
He was watching those Bon Appetit videos before they got all got in trouble.
Yeah. Canonically, everybody left Earth before Bon Appetit got in trouble. So that's one of the things that all of you are looking forward to getting back and just settling in with some good old
crack
VA.
Crack it open, some test kitchen videos.
Hey everybody, this is real life dad Matt Arnold playing fictional dad Daryl Wilson, a stay-at-home coach dad who became a barbarian upon entering the Forgotten Realms. So the journey through the seven deadly sins, I thought today I would take wrath. So the maddest or the most horrible thing that's ever happened when Daryl is angry. Daryl keeps his anger pretty in check or internalized. But since he's home a lot, the one thing that really bugs him is Carol and Grant don't necessarily respect the house very much. So it's just kind of building. There's just one day. There's just one day where there was like, it was like nobody was using the coasters. Everybody left. Grant didn't even take his lunch. Carol didn't say goodbye. He was just already frustrated. And all he wanted to do was watch the big game at like fucking 7 a.m. because it's an English game. And he wanted to watch it and he couldn't find the remote. And he was fucking trying to find the remote. And he's always told Grant, like, put the remote back on the table next to the coasters, which you're supposed to be using. And he couldn't find it. And then when he did find it and he was about to watch the game, there was no fucking batteries in the house. And he just started ranting. He's like, motherfuckers, these fucking inconsiderate assholes. And Grant, I've told you 1,000 times, you fucking shitty, stupid turd bucket. And Grant had missed the bus and had come home.
It was in the house
hearing Daryl yell about how much he hates Carol and Grant and calls him a turd bucket.
Oh my God.
And now Carol and Grant always use the term turd bucket to remind Daryl that he was called a turd bucket. But Daryl has said that in confession every single week he's gone to church, that even the priest is like, hey, your penance is just to give yourself a break, man. Aww. It's okay. Like, you're fine. That's the anger
she's
ever been.
Daryl still goes to like old school, like
old school.
Father.
It's just church. Right, people still go to church. It's not like there's medieval.
The oldest school there is.
He still goes to the all. But yeah, like
my impression was
there's
that,
like a church a mile away from here.
Okay, look, I'm saying this. I'm saying old school. You want to know why the population fucking continues to skyrocket? I just feel like there's just less people walking in that booth and going like, "Bless me, Father."
It's like saying there's less people that like Marvel. Like, there's still a lot of people that like Marvel. Like, is it going down a little bit? Is it ever gonna hit the highs of Endgame? Probably not.
Remember midway through the Infinity War series where it turned out all the Marvel movies were sort of a big backdrop for a lot of pedophilia?
2%.
And people kept watching them?
Only 2% of Catholics go to confession.
Damn.
Wow.
Three quarters of them never go, or less than once a year.
How often? Yeah, once a year. It's usually like most Catholics
That's
go to
so wild. I feel like if I were Catholic and had a church nearby, I would go all the time. I swear. It would be such a thrill. Yeah.
I would save them up, bank my points when I've got some good sins.
Yeah. Once a year, all those sins.
Hey, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play the Birkenstock Rockin' Crunchy Munchy Hippie Drager Druid Dad, Henry Oak.
There, nailed it. Perfect.
Nailed it. Got it in one. I play Henry Oak. And my Henry fact this week, I'm here to right some wrongs. I'm here to correct some mistakes very early in this podcast.
Confession.
It's confession time. Forgive Great. Me, fandom, I have sinned. A lot of people pointed out that in episode 8, I had a dad fact that Henry Oak Sr. at the time, which was Barry Oak's original name, spanked either Lark or Sparrow, and Henry didn't know which. But now people have gone back and said, well, wait a second, if Henry was from the Forgotten Realms, then how did Barry spank one of his kids? Well, kick up your feet. I'm here to tell a tale.
Okay.
First thing you need to know about the Oak family is that they're not big on sugar, right? So like not a lot of sugary snacks, trying to keep the sugar low. One day when they were little, real little kids coming back from preschool, the boys had been really good. They hadn't bitten anybody, you know, like the teacher said, the high marks for today, and they wanted a reward. So Henry was like, all right, let me find a healthy snack to give my boys. He found this place called Jamba Juice. He's like, Jamba Juice? That sounds healthy. It's got little Slurpees and smoothies. I bet those are nice and sugar-free. So we got them each a super large ice cream smoothie from Jamba Juice, whereupon they went buck wild with the hardest fucking sugar rush of all time.
That chocolate mood, probably.
Yeah. I think we always like the razzmatazz, where he's like, this is like fruit, it's not that big a deal. And it's like, no, this is the fucking hardcore shit. They went absolutely crazy, destroyed the house, and then fell into an eldritch sugar crash. They fell into a sugar crash so deep that through the power of the doodler inside them, they astral projected across the dimensions into the Forgotten Realms and had a second sugar razor in a completely unknown land, which of course wound up being the bedroom of one Barry Oak, who walked in and saw two rowdy boys messing up the place. He swatted one of them on the bottom. That astral projected them back into their world. And you may be asking yourself, how does Henry know that his dad spanked one of them? And that, my friends, it's a tale for another time.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, may I pitch Dungeons and Daddies Season 2, Insidious. Hello, my name is Beth May, and I play Ron Stampler, emotionally detached stepfather and rogue. Fun fact about Ron this week is that upon thinking about it a little bit harder, he did get that scar on his head by hitting his head jumping the bed. So,
Oh, from jumping the bed. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like from when his dad tried to drown him.
No.
Okay.
Jumping on the bed.
I mean, the Birch, I've come around on this. I am your dad once
again.
All right.
That's fair. I was trying to avoid the parasocial thing, but I realized just because I'm your dad does not mean that I love you.
Okay.
Very good.
I don't know if just it an inherently unhealthy relationship avoids it being parasocial.
I think this is how we're going to play it. I think this is how it's going to work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog.
The crystals
change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
That would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Dad.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
If the plumbing's out. If your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah.
Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. And before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
This is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. There's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies, rocketmoney.com/daddies.
When we last left you all, you had headed inside Ron Stampler's mind and you had left with the anchor, which was a metaphorical memory version of the lure that Ron has been carrying around this entire time, the one that he's holding onto when he saw his dad die. And on a much lighter note, you all managed to leave his brain and you caught back up with Payton.
I mean, we definitely
did we level up?
Yeah, we leveled up, right?
Yes, you did level up.
Yeah.
Big fight, lot of dice rolling, some real D&D action.
We got a reward.
Yeah, there was literally no fighting at all. It was just sad things. You leveled up from just being sad.
Damn.
As we approached potentially the final battle between you and the Omega Dads, I've told you this privately, but now I'm saying it publicly. No more Mr. Nice Dad. I realized the other day, like, individually, each one of you taken on your own is smarter than me. All four of you combined is like 17 times smarter than me. So I don't have to put in anything even approaching a safety net. I'm not going to put in any safeguards to keep any of you alive. I'm going to go hard on you. And playing as these Omega Dad characters, I'm going to try to ruin your shit. So anything
Anthony, hey, Anthony, we've all been playing right-handed and we're all left-handed.
I'm really intimidated now.
Yeah. Got it, Matt.
But yes, any research you wish to do on Dungeons & Dragons stuff will help.
What?
As we go, but I'll try to tell you about any of this stuff
Anthony,
that really matters.
You're still going
to
be easy on me, though, right?
Yes, you're my favorite.
Okay.
Thank God.
I did actually write Ron's last will and testament.
Yes, Beth actually
today.
Sent me Ron's will in case anything happens to Ron, and we'll have one of you read it aloud, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
And if not, it'll go on the Patreon, and it's very good.
Hey, Ron, you okay, man? That was hardcore shit, man.
Yeah, it was really... you know what? I think I am okay, though, right now.
You guys want to be... I feel like...
Yeah, group hug, right?
Group hug.
Like, that's all right
group
with you,
Ron. Vacation.
Yeah. That was a lot.
Break it in, baby.
You want to like maybe like find a beach and just chill for a bit, guys, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like find some vibes.
You know, I think we should figure out what we're doing with our anchors. Now we've got all of them, but first things first, let's bring it in for our buddy Ron. That was really scary, and you did a great job, man. And oh my gosh, just wow. Just wow. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, wow. Okay, hug on three. Yeah. One, two, three, hug.
I hug everybody, and I try to lift everybody up like a bear hug.
Oh, Jesus, I'm in the middle. I'm dying.
And I want to roll athletics.
We crush Peyton's skull,
dude. Roll athletics.
Like a bad mosh pit.
Yeah, you just broke your anchor. Congratulations, you've evaded the moral
quandary. I got 22.
Yeah, you lift everybody up.
Oh! And I spin around, and I go, you. You guys are the best.
I'm getting nauseous.
I think, Daryl, I think I peed a little bit. I think you squeezed me too hard, man.
No. It's fine. I absorbed it. It's fine.
Nothing.
I really hope that's not true.
No, that's not. It's not. Hey, I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Okay, I put everybody down. Real quick. Hey, Miss Witch, why does Peyton absorb pee?
He doesn't.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
That's just a weird thing he says.
Wait, Peyton, what happens when you pee? I've never seen you pee.
That's because I do when you're not around. I'm a gentleman.
But you don't absorb it.
No, I don't absorb. I'm not a sponge for pee.
Why are you been lying to us this whole time?
Yeah.
Because it's a cool power that I wanted to make you all impressed by, obviously.
Oh,
thanks for
you
ruining it, witch lady. Sorry. They wanted to know.
Hey, Peyton, you're a pretty impressive guy even without absorbing pee. So I just want you to know you can be yourself around us.
And
you
makes
know?
You feel better. Like, you're actually cooler now that you don't absorb pee. Like, it wasn't really... Like, that wasn't a cool thing. We didn't think that was neat.
Oh, Daryl. The mere fact that you think that means that you're not cool.
Yeah.
Dang. Got him. Got him,
I've been told.
Got him.
Well, as long as that's all wrapped up, Tilt Toblerona, thank you so much
for
your help. I think we need to be moving on to
our kids,
to figuring out what's next for us. But just one last time, if you do want me to help you sort through your stuff with Aaron, let me know.
No, no, I don't. The sort of tete-a-tete we're going to have is going to be very fun in its own combative way in the future. No need for your help.
Do you have any batteries?
Batteries. Let's see.
And she rummages around in a desk. I'm just going to go roll for her. 9. She pulls out of a drawer a little crystallized Tinkerbell in a sort of cylindrical shape. And she goes, this ought to do you. What kind of size? I can ship the amber around it to fit whatever you need. What do you want to use this in?
What does that remote take?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The remote that rewinds time,
ooh,
right?
It does everything.
It does anything that a normal remote can do.
It should have won Best Picture. I mean, you guys saw Click, right? Like Adam Sandler.
Oh, I loved Click. I thought that was such a sweet movie. Yeah. No, Daryl, I feel like you and I don't agree on a lot of movies, but Click, that was a great one.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore too, right?
I liked that he was happy.
That was his name. He took care of his grandma.
Well, yeah, I was a bad influence on the boys when they saw it. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, whatever fits into this thing here.
All right, so it looks like this baby takes double A's, which means I can carve it around the shape of this and bam! And she hits the fossilized fairy into...
I believe that these are actually both D's.
Oh.
They're D. Never mind. Glenn, it was so clever. I just want to do one. I never get to do one.
Peyton puts a comforting hand on you and just goes, you'll know what the time is, right?
Okay.
Your remote has exactly one charge now.
Oh, great.
One charge. That whole crystal double A can last for like months.
Well, this is a magical object, obviously, and it's being charged by a magical battery.
No, Matt, it's got one charge, but then if you take it out and put it back in for some reason, yeah, you get another charge.
You get another one. Yeah. You have to kind of wiggle
actually,
it.
Yeah, if you take it out and put it back in, you get to roll a D20. Nice. And then if it's more than 15, you actually get another charge.
Daryl, careful you don't sit on that thing.
Hey.
And then all of a sudden,
I'm trying.
It's not about you having a big butt or anything like that. It's
okay,
just
I wasn't going to say that, but now I know you're all looking at it.
It's not about you having a dump truck ass.
Thank you, Glenn. See, that sounds good when Glenn says it.
All I meant was, we could stop time or something like that. And we wouldn't even know we waste our one charge.
It's in my side pocket.
Well, actually, by talking a lot, we kind of have stopped time. Yeah.
Certainly the momentum. Actually, do you have a remote control around here that we can use as the remote so that we have like some confines within which to work for things that you can do?
Yes. Hold on. Let me grab it.
This is a chart.
Shall I read it?
Does Glenn have it? How can Glenn read it?
Wow. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Matt looks furious right now.
I'm sorry. It does have guide on it.
Oh, that's good to know.
Ooh, interesting.
Return.
Daryl presses return. Daryl presses return. Okay, the remote control goes back to the mall.
No!
Daryl, what did you do? You got pointed at some. Jeez.
This is why I don't own a gun. This is in my hand. I had to play with it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guy.
If anybody wants to roll wisdom or intelligence or anything, we'll say if you got a sufficiently high roll on those that you would be able to deduce the fact that it went back to the mall.
I got an 18.
You know where it went.
All right, we'll go get it.
As you...
I'm not going to fight it. Y'all, I'm sorry I lost the remote. It's very clear you all want the remote.
I am.
Daryl fucked up big time on that one.
Hey,
Let's go get the remote.
Okay,
no,
man.
It's fine. I'll take the money out of my share. We didn't talk about this, but I think we should all get equal shares.
Also, really quick, as a dad, shouldn't Daryl be like taking damage for losing a remote?
Oh my god, that's devastating. He's
got a tough history with remotes.
That's a good one.
Specifically because you remember the remotes and the batteries and stuff.
I think that's like some sort of roll to make sure you don't flip out on everybody.
That is I'm gonna say a wisdom roll, wisdom saving throw.
I mean, that's Daryl's specialty.
No, it isn't.
It's a 9.
Yeah. Take a D12 of damage.
Ooh.
It should be 10D10.
10D10?
You said you were going to be tough on us.
Well, I was literally going to do a thing where he'd roll it, and I'd say, cool, now roll another D12. And I would keep doing that until you guys went, oh my God.
I got
but
a
now
one.
You throw that 10D10 is hypothetically the highest you would want to go.
I got a 1. I got 1 damage.
Yeah. Roll 4 more D12s.
Wait, what?
Because that's what I was planning on doing anyway, but then you guys second guessed my ass. So, yes.
Punish him, daddy.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm going to roll 3.
I said 4.
I mean, but I already rolled 1 and I got a 1.
I said 4 more.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I think Anthony's butt hair is growing back all stubbly and ingrown.
isn't smooth Anthony
he's
anymore.
He's got a pain in the ass and now he's a pain in our ass.
I don't blame Anthony for this. Freddie straight up was like, yo, roll 100. Need 100.
All I'm saying is that as a dad, losing the remote is probably the most psychically damaging thing you can do to yourself.
22 damage.
All right, 22 damage is still not bad.
Henry sees the anguish that Daryl's in, and then he casts Healing Word. And the Healing Word is, don't worry about it.
How much do I heal?
17.
All right, fine.
Wow, no big deal. So, yes, on your way to the Orc Mall, you get a call from Aaron O'Neill.
Oh, hang on. That's my leaf. And I pull out the leaf and I say, it's Aaron. Should I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Aaron.
Are you ghosting Aaron, Henry?
Are you going to ghost me?
What?
Let
what?
It ring a couple times just so she knows
she
you're
can hear
important.
Us. She can hear us, Ron. She knows we're doing it.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing? Ooh, everybody looks a little down, a little bummed out.
Yeah, we just lost a remote control. Yeah. We're four dads.
Oh, I was thinking it was also the knowledge that Ron's dad tried to kill him. But yeah, your remote sounds like a real serious issue.
How do you know
issue.
About that, Aaron?
Hey, it's people
again, I eavesdrop on you constantly.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Aaron is becoming goals for me.
So I was sort of overhearing some of the stuff that you were getting into. And I was thinking, sort of actually along the lines of what Glenn was suggesting, I moved the forest and your kids and everything. We're at a beach. I can give you I can have the leaf give you the coordinates and stuff. So once you're done getting your remote back or whatever you're doing, why don't you just come and meet me at the beach? It'll be a cool.
Daryl Sure. By the way, Daryl Sure is already off. It's already off and it's tied around his waist. He's like, that's incredible. Grandpa, are you ready to go to the ocean?
You see in the background, he's like,
yeah, I mean, I don't really, the ocean is cold. I kind of like just, yeah.
I mean, you don't gotta go in. We can just we'll just hang. Let's hang, everybody.
Yeah, let's hang.
Yeah, all right. We'll scoop up this remote, and then we'll see you at the beach. Which beach is it, by the way?
I'm not gonna say it because in case anybody's spying, like I spy on you.
Don't want to give the paparazzi our location.
That's true. You know, one of us is a real celebrity. I'm talking about Ron,
the paparazzi, because we're pops.
Yeah, the paparazzi.
Okay, so yeah, I'll see you all when we get there.
And then the leaf updates, and basically it turns into like a video game compass. It just says head northeast and then has an arrow pointing in a particular direction, and that'll lead you to the beach. You get back to the mall.
Yeah, I dropped my remote here. I left it here.
Oh, you mean my remote?
Yeah, the remote I bought. I left it here.
It's mine now again.
No, I left it
prices,
here.
Prices.
I left it here.
I
That's
saw you leave with
here.
It. It made a warp sound. It came back. I know what my remote sounds like.
You saw it show up?
Yeah, it teleported
Damn,
back in.
That's unfortunate.
Damn, that's unfortunate.
What were you
I'm
going
to be honest with you. It happens about 30% of the time people buy these remotes, so yeah.
Were you just staring at the space the remote went into?
Yeah. Have you never worked retail? Sometimes you sort of look into the middle distance and just sort of wait to die.
That's fair.
Should we have the battery back? It's our battery.
You can have the remote and the battery back for the low price of 100 gold.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Let's
fine.
Do it.
Fuck it.
I knew I should have asked for more.
Wait, real question. We're on our way to the beach. Do you have any, like, SPF, you know, some sunscreen? I burn pretty easily. I don't
We've
know about
you. We've not put any sunscreen on this whole time, Henry.
I'm kind of freaking out about it.
Do you have any fishing rods?
I do. I have all the things that you just requested, actually. I have sunscreen, and then she points you at what looks to be a little...
I have sunscreen and fishing rods.
Yeah, and only those two things. She points to what seems to be a small, like you could hold it in your hand, like a little chubby creature with two little limbs and a mouth that's, its cheeks are all puffed out. And she goes, you just grab it like this and then and apply as needed.
Aww,
and then
natural.
Starts spreading the goo from
how,
the thing's mouth.
Like how many uses does that thing have?
Oh, as many as you want.
Oh, okay. Do we feed
Nobody
it?
Nobody like, ever it? Gets we... through one, you
I
know?
I pick it up. I'm like, hey, what's its name?
I never thought to name it. And
bud?
The creature just goes.
Oh.
We can call him Banana Boat.
Banana Boat. BB. Yeah, we'll take this.
BB smiles at you, and some of its sunscreen begins to just like goop out of its mouth onto its chest. Aww. And it very quickly grabs and puts it back in his mouth.
It's a living.
And then it goes, okay, so fishing rods.
Hey, Ron,
rods.
Can you get my back? And I give Ron BB.
Ron is not paying attention.
Hey, Ron. Ron, buddy.
Hey, Ron.
Ron, can you get my back?
Ron, he wants
not
to get his
now,
back.
Not now, Daryl. I gotta look at this fishing stuff.
Oh, wow. Oh, Daryl, okay. This is like a thing for like fishing. Remember? Like this whole thing.
I know, but I don't want to get my back burned here. Henry, can you get my back?
All right, I'll get your back.
All right.
Maul shows you a variety of fishing equipment. You got your spears, you got harpoons, you got just, you know, a long wooden stick, and you got some rope, and there's some wire
Lady,
and stuff
what's
like
gonna
that.
Happen on the beach? I thought we were just going to boogie board.
I mean,
Ron asked for a fishing rod.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting really excited about this beach day. I'm sorry, everybody. Go ahead, Ron. No, I'm going to step back. I'm just going to put sunscreen on myself. Ron, you get what you need. Oh, sorry. I'll pay for that.
You just snapped that goblin's neck. You just grabbed that goblin and you snapped his, you turned his head around completely 360 degrees.
I was playing.
Dude, what did you do?
He was just browsing my wares. Why did you do that?
What happened? I thought I was opening a can of beer. What did I do?
You grabbed a goblin and you twisted his head off.
I didn't know it was a goblin. I'm sorry.
Well, how I mean, I don't know. We just have to. We have to clean this body up. I can't have people seeing that people get their heads twisted off my store.
Okay, I don't know if you could just say Matt murdered someone.
If he's going to do something as insanely like...
I was playing that I was opening up a can from her place.
Fine. It was a can of goblin ale. It was shaped like a goblin. She's joking with you. No, I'm just kidding. It's
you
one of those...
me out. That's horrible. We're all
we
really
sell drinks and goblin corpses. It's a thing we do in this world. It was fine.
You're doing like the Kristen Wiig thing, like, just kidding. It's actually a goblin. Just kidding. It's not a goblin. It's a soda called goblin. Just kidding. I'm soda.
Anthony's so hardcore now that if I try to open his can of soda, he's like, you murdered something.
So Maul says like, yeah, we got a bunch of different sort of parts that you can combine. It's kind of a Build-A-Bear situation for making a fishing
a
implement. So whatever you like. Why don't you describe your ideal fishing rod and I'll help you make it.
Let's see. Something from about 1972. Pretty wooden, and then a metal reel, but it's kind of rusty, and then a bunch of fishing wire, and I'm gonna need a new lure.
You sure you don't want to use the one that you already have there, full of emotional baggage, Ron?
Glenn?
Actually, yeah, I don't know. I feel like you just actually probably should have more than one, because what if you lose it?
Yeah, we did went through a lot of trouble. I don't want to have to go back into Ron's brain to get another one of these things. That was a lot to see if we lose it, you know what I mean?
But let's just say that one, I'm saving for a special fishing trip.
All right. Okay.
So the orc hands you a fishing rod that is... doesn't look like it's from 1975, but it's definitely wood. It's got a metal reel. It's a little rusty, and it's got a, you know, fishing line, a hook, and a lure on the end of it.
And then I'll take a spear, too, because it sounded pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah. No problem. Here's a spear as well. All together, that's going to be another...
Hey, Maul, what if we get this all for free, and we just promise to kind of, like, hype up your place a little bit.
Yeah, we're what you call influencers.
We're influential people here.
I mean, you've heard of Hi, I'm Ron.
Yeah.
We've got some pretty important followers who are trying to kill us.
Somebody roll persuasion.
Oh, you mean me?
Yeah. You do it.
17.
Plus
14. 31.
So she goes, oh, you're Hi, I'm Ron. Oh, yes. Oh, please. Yeah, go nuts. Just if you could take this shirt, and she gives you a shirt that's just a picture of her with the words, Maul's deals. You've tried the best. Now try the Maul. She hands it to you. She goes, if one of you could just wear that on your next concert tour, that would be ideal to me.
Could somebody else wear? I already got a bad shirt from this place before.
Payton, why don't you wear it?
Yeah, I'll wear it like a bandana.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so Payton wears it like bandana.
See, Payton, that's cool.
Again, you telling me what's cool? Not that cool.
He's not going to want to wear it.
It's not that cool, man.
Cool.
Yeah, hey, I think this thing kind of sucks.
Daryl, we got this for free. Just fucking shut the fuck up.
Good job, Glenn. Okay.
So you head to the beach then?
Yeah.
I do have a request as Matt the player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay, let's hear it.
Go for it.
It's just, can we roll on the encounter table?
Yeah.
I want to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
After 2 years, now you want to play Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah, hit us on the encounter table. What'll be fine, bro?
What's the encounter table?
We're supposed to fight creatures every time we walk somewhere.
Yeah, it's like when you do like a big foot journey somewhere, you're supposed to roll the dice to see if... like, we had the wolves that showed up, and we told them not to.
Yeah.
Let me see. Got to find something that says coastal. Okay.
A coastal. Some elite. Coastal. Oh, God.
Oh, no. We'll chase them off with Hamilton tickets.
As you approach the shallows... amazed nobody took it. There it is.
Yeah.
You come across a bunyip hopping down the road. A bunyip is both a Dungeons & Dragons character and also sort of a piece of like Australian Aboriginal mythology.
I mean, it's like a tiger with like saber-tooth face and like
an amphibious saber-tooth tiger.
Wow, yeah. This looks so cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cast Fireball at my highest level.
Okay.
That's a dex 17 save.
Okay, it'll roll.
What is happening with this podcast? It's
fucking clearing the way, bro.
You wanna do a bunch of zany riffs with it first? Freddy, you're just gonna kill it?
All right, so it failed its deck save. How much damage does it take?
13d6 in one go, baby.
This thing looks like if Falcor the Luck Dragon was hot.
That is one of the worst things you've ever said.
35 damage.
35 damage. Well, that completely obliterates its 32 HP. So it didn't even aggro to you. It just sort of showed up, and then there was a bright light, and then it didn't exist anymore.
Yo, fucking D&D rules. Can we do another one?
Yeah. Yo, Glenn, that was awesome.
Yeah. Let's do it again. Fuck it.
What do we get from a bunyip?
From a bunyip?
Do we get, like, gear?
It's worth 800 XP, but we're not doing XP-based
Do I level
leveling.
Up?
Okay, we...
No, you
we,
don't
How many bunyips do
we
I
kill,
have
Yeah, we kill... If you can kill 10 bunyips, I'll level just you up.
Wait, we should all level up. If we kill 20, we all get a level up.
It's like when you play Oregon Trail and you're like, I'm killing all the buffalo.
Hey, Aaron, just tell the kids we're going to be back. We need another day. We need another date. Well, Henry, you don't want to do this?
No, I don't want to murder a bunch of defenseless animals for sport, Daryl. Jeez, what's going on?
All right, well, go up and talk to it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to go up and talk to it. I'm going to go to the beach and spend some time with my family.
Fine. Henry rolls on the encounter table by himself because he's walked off by himself.
All right.
Ron, are you staying with me? Glenn, are you walking
with
Ron? We're team murder.
I was trying to if I could find any Bunyip merch. I just love the way they look.
Well, if we kill enough Bunyips, you'll have all the skins and stuff to make all the gear you want.
Yeah. No,
okay, so
Beth
Henry,
May.
You run across two genies.
What? I run across two genies.
Two, they're called Giannis, according to this online 5th edition database I'm looking at. But yeah, it's a challenge rating 4, so it's well-balanced for 4 adventurers of level 4. And you run into two of them.
Okay, two Giannis.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and reason your way out of it, bro.
Yeah, so they go, hey, what's up?
Hey, couple of Giannis. Wow.
Holy shit. You can't call us that. What the fuck? We just met you. Roll for initiative. God. All right, so they got a natural 20 on their initiative.
It's my new favorite episode.
So they, oh shit. Twice per day, a Janny. So this is about to happen to you. Twice per day, a Janny can magically change a creature's size. All right, give me a DC 13 fortitude save. What did you get? Constitution save?
DC, okay. I got a 9.
Okay, so they cast Reduce Person on you. And let's see. They have your height,
dude,
length,
Marcus
and width.
Kick your ass, bro.
And divide your weight by 8.
So wait, what?
I just said, so you're halved height, halved length, halved width, and your weight is divided by 8.
Weight does scale properly because you're talking about cubic dimensions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it actually does scale properly. Yeah. So you're just half your size.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm from here originally, but I haven't been here in a really long time. I feel like that's like going up to someone and just being like, oh, hey, two white people or whatever. But like,
that would also be wild.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
okay,
understanding.
Okay. I thought you were defending yourself.
That was a kind of crazy thing to do, and I apologize. And
you're saying
that's
this as you
me.
Get smaller and smaller.
I'm saying that as I get smaller.
And your voice is getting higher and higher.
And that's on me, and I'm really sorry. You know, like, I really try to work on myself as a person, so I really apologize. I'm sorry. So I've shrunk down. Hey, I'm curious, how long is this going to last?
Oh, about 4 days.
Oh,
nice.
Okay, well, you know, all right. Thanks for that. You know, I think I learned something, and that seems fair for the sort of transgression that I made, you know?
We agree.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go.
Cool.
Let's end the combat.
So they keep on rolling.
I believe Matt and Freddy were trying to murder 20 bunions.
Now I'm bored. Let's go back.
Right, let's go
see.
Let's follow Henry. He went off really quick.
You run into a half-size Henry.
Whoa!
Henry! Hey, guys. I don't want to talk about it. Let's just say words were said that shouldn't have been said.
All right, let's go. Yeah, hey, this seems normal. Let's go. Beach day. Beach day.
So you head to the beach.
Oh, we hear the surf, this fucking sick music. Yeah.
You head toward the smell of salt and the sound of waves crashing against
Henry,
sand.
Henry, you're kind of, I'm not trying to be rude, but we're trying to get, you're running a little bit behind. You want us
Henry
to pick you up?
Henry has turned into a half-sized little bear
okay.
to run along.
Oh, no!
That's cute. Can Peyton ride you?
Sure, yeah, Peyton can ride me.
Oh, yes. Here we go. Now to my steed.
And he throws his leg over you and he goes, ride.
Okay. I deserve this.
Payton.
It's like
riding my best friend Henry.
Paddington.
Daryl here is my best friend Henry and a little bit of inside of him dies.
You can't be best friends with your kid. That's what Glenn learned.
Oh, yeah. Daryl's like, but Frank was my best friend.
So you head toward the beach and you see, I mean, unusually for beach, obviously, a bunch of like forest arboreal trees just sort of blocking the way. But they begin to part in front of you and step aside. And you can see Aaron is on the beach with Walter and all of your kids. Walter's working on the lawnmower. Aaron is grilling some meat and the kids are playing volleyball with what looks to be improvised volleyball made out of like old timey leather. So Aaron sees you and she goes, oh, hey. Let's talk. We got to talk. before you party. I mean, or if you want to party. Well, maybe while you're partying, maybe I can sort of exposit what you're going to need to do as you party.
Yeah, let's just see. Yeah, let's get out of the way so we can party. I feel like let's get all the info out so then we can just chill.
Okay, so you a good news group of daddies first or a bad news group of daddies first?
Henry turns back into his half pint sized self and says, I have
Is the bad news important?
Extremely.
Oh, okay.
Do we have good news for people who love bad news?
Second time we've made that reference in this podcast.
Well, we were dead before the ship even sank.
So here's the bad news. So you know the Omega Dads are trying to close the portals back to your world, and you paid me to send out a bunch of tree scouts to prevent that from happening. They're basically building an army and building fortifications there. So right now, the army consists of Barry, obviously your dad, Bill, your dad, Willie, your dad, sorry, the Dragon, Radiolab.
Oh, really? He's stuck with them?
Yeah, he's indentured to them. It looks about like 10 bounty hunters. They looked pretty beefy boys. And then David Boreanaz and 10 bluecoats.
Wait, Boreanaz is on their side?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Gosh, that guy's got range.
He's got range. He's actively building his army to try and make it bigger to get ready for you because he knows he doesn't have to go after you because you have to go through him in order to get home. Mm. He's got home turf advantage.
It's a real Red Rover situation, sounds like.
So that's the bad news. The good news is they had brought in a bunch of mages, a bunch of freelance mages to close the portals. My trees managed to kill all of them.
Wow.
Whoa.
So the
Big
only...
cheese.
Yeah, no, I thought so.
We look around, the trees are just like dripping with blood. It's like, oh, fuck.
And yeah. Sweat, yeah. And they're kind of hot.
Yeah, 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 a cool scar on it. Yeah.
One of the trees raises a branch to where its brow would be if it was a person, just
One sexy tree is like bandaging another tree.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And the other tree like winces, like, and a little bit of sap comes out.
All the trees are parting, and then you look out, and one tree's just like walking along the beach by itself.
Just looking out onto the surf as the waves lap up against its roots.
I should go talk to that tree.
There's a tree with an eye patch.
What is this? One Tree Hill? Sorry, moving on.
Yeah. So yeah, all their mages are dead, which means that Barry, Bill, and Willie are the ones having to personally try to continue closing it, and they're going to be way less effective at doing that. And if you can get there and basically make them break their concentration and stop them from doing that, then the portal should open up. So you've only got three guys to deal with instead of like the 15 it was going
to be. Well, how many days do you think I mean, minutes? Well, how long do you think
it'll take me a really long time. Because with 15 people, it was going to take them probably about a week. With three people, it's going to take them a long time.
So you're saying there's a portal to our world that they're trying to close right now?
Yes. The one that you came in from. They are trying to close that portal.
Okay.
The place where you popped into our world in the first place, that's the place that you wanted to get out from, and that's what they are currently trying to close. Now, the trick is, they haven't completely closed it, but while they're performing the spell, nobody can go through it. So like I said, when you get there, you're going to have to stop them from performing the spell one way or another.
Hmm.
Now, the work at hand, like I said, you've got a lot of time before that portal actually closes. It's not going to.
We got a lot of money.
And you have a lot of money. You got a lot of time and a lot of money, and that portal is not going to close anytime soon. So I figured we could go to the beach because the beach is pretty easily defendable because they're only going to come at us from one area, which is the path up to the beach. They're not going to come from the water unless they are really stupid because I'll just have my trees like toss stuff at them and sink their boats and stuff.
Yes, trees, the best aquatic military force.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know what trees drink? It's water. They'll just climb in there and then they'll just get rowdy and they don't need to breathe air.
Seawater is like Jägermeister for trees.
Yeah.
Nice.
So my thought was we could stay here and you could make whatever preparations you need in a relatively safe space. And I assume that includes, you know, if you wanted to reach out to allies to get them to join your fight, if you wanted to build anything, prepare anything in terms of you got your mower, if you wanted to make other stuff, if you wanted to invite like merchants here or just invite people to join. Like I said, Willie is building an army.
Like
so.
Benedict Cumberbatch, I mean, he turned into your mustache or something, right? But like we could get mercenaries again, right?
You sure? How much money do you still have?
We got 1,000 from Maul and then we just gave her another 100.
No, we got it all for free. By the way, Aaron. You ever just check out this mall?
Oh, yeah, the mall,
you should buy stuff at the mall. All right, obligation finished. Anyway, as you were saying.
Nice.
Oh, sorry, Eric. Hashtag ad. Sorry, just have to disclose that.
I was beginning to think I could really trust you, and then you put
I do need to disclose
hashtag
ad.
You put that barrier
ad.
There. I respect that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing is, basically, anytime you want to do anything in terms of bringing in an ally or convincing people to join you or doing anything in preparation, it's going to take a little bit of time. So the way that's going to work is...
Persona rules.
Kind of, yeah. This is Anthony talking now. Anytime you do something that's going to take time, I will roll a D10. And the score you get on the D10 is the number of, like, hours, I guess, we'll say, that it takes. And every 5 hours, I'm going to roll a separate D10 on a table of improvements that Willie's army is making.
Whoa.
So the more that you do stuff, the more Willy's army might improve.
We're basically competing.
You are essentially
Willy.
Competing. So there's a chance that whatever you do is going to take anywhere from 1 to 10 hours. Every 5 hours, Willy's army is going to improve in a random 1 of 12 ways. So it's a D12, not a D10, sorry. In the same vein of what I was saying earlier in terms of I'm going to try to be your opponent properly for this sort of big finale, whatever we do for these last episodes is going to be primarily on you all and what you want to do to feel like you are preparing for the fight and bringing things to a close and doing all that kind of stuff.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out that little...
Let me finish the sentence.
Let me finish the sentence. That unmistakable little box.
Close one. Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, if you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
They have experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if you pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, well, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up, and I said,
is this good?
Like,
you know that good
and
is probably...
Will, we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always do.
The diamond dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful... What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah, that's
what were you ordering,
Will? I was shopping on BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies.
Yarr! They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty. Oh, wow. We're pirates.
Hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
all... Imagine the only bras that were around were sports bras. No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely
wrong. I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
has... haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to... By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints.
You don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom long
hoodie
pants.
Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
What are the kids doing right now?
So the kids right now, they're all playing volleyball, except none of them know how to play it very well because they've never played volleyball.
Grant's played volleyball.
Grant's played volleyball?
Yeah.
Okay, Grant's trying to teach the others how to play volleyball.
Well, what's up, Grant?
Hey, Dad. Oh, you're back. Oh, yeah. And he runs up and he gives you a big hug and he goes, oh, you're back. Okay, cool.
Hey, good, buddy, good. Honestly, we got a lot of stuff going on, but we're going to take a little break. Everybody, we just need like a little bit of a beach day. I was wondering, maybe this is a little weird, but like, we can invite anybody. Do you want to invite, you know, like maybe Yeet? Or like, you know, we're having a beach day. Do you want to like invite some friends?
His eyes immediately go wide and his face immediately gets red and he goes, I don't know about last time I saw Yi, I look like a real ding dong, real dingus.
Well, you look great playing volleyball. Show off your volleyball skills.
That's what you're suggesting, Dad, is that I invite a cute boy over and I say, hey, sit there and watch me play volleyball.
Well, it worked for Maverick, am I right?
Well, also, you know, it's like sometimes if you're a dingus one day, you might not be a dingus the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's worth a And if we're leaving.
Yeah, if we're leaving, I just thought maybe you want just to hang with Yi. Yi was
cool.
It's
worth
kid.
A spike.
And also, I kind of feel bad. Those kids need some help, Ron. And like maybe, yeah.
Yeah, oh. I could invite Yi and his sister, sure.
I like that, Daryl, because you know what? We got a big adventure coming up.
Yeah.
We've got a big battle ahead of us. And it seems like we've got a little bit of time to prepare for it. But why don't we have one last fun day in Faerun?
Mental One preparation, last, right?
Yeah, mental preparation. You know, we just got through this harrowing ordeal.
Yeah, work hard, play hard. Yeah.
I just want to, let's blow off some steam. Let's have one great night where we party, you know, with our kids. We have a good time, just a classic beach cookout. And then tomorrow morning, we tackle this.
We go to war.
We go to solve the problem. We go to resolve conflict. Right?
Yeah, we got built up. We got a whole war to plan for.
I like what Daryl said, war. You can't really do a battle cry on resolving conflict.
Oh, sure you can. You say, oh, hey, no, we're
oh, yeah, just watch, Peyton.
Things that have got to go, it's time to do them.
Peyton, we'll discuss the ferocity of our battle plan tomorrow. We can deal with how violent or not violent it'll be. But yeah, I think today we deserve a break, and I think, you know, the kids have had a tough time. Like,
In the words of one of the wisest councils in our world, the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, that rates all the video game content that I let my kids play, tomorrow might be M for mature, but today is E for everyone. Let's get into some comic mischief, gang.
Hey, Henry, doesn't your kid still hate you?
Glenn, that's literally the opposite. Of what?
Are you fucking kidding? Read the room. Read the beach.
Yeah, comic mischief. That's great. And Henry takes a D4 of psychic damage.
A D4? Is that all?
Yeah. Take 2D12.
God damn it.
I love my remote more than he loves his son. All right, how do we get Yeet and I forget the sister's name.
Kill them all.
Yeah, Yeet is fucking overrated. Get me Killa back.
I could send a raven, or I could have one of the trees go and talk to him. I got trees everywhere.
Ooh,
so
maybe
yeah.
We can challenge him to a volleyball match.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds fun.
A group volleyball match. That's what people want.
This will take a little bit of time, so I'll roll for this on the timetable.
Henry says that while crying because he took 19 damage.
Oh my God. Good. Great. So I'm going to roll for how long it takes for Yeet to respond. 9 hours.
That's fair for like across the whole. Yeah, I mean that's like fucking modern.
See, also, he's cool as fuck, dude. Leaves you on red for a while. So yeah. You're just like, you know what I mean.
Honestly, you can't do a good barbecue in less than 10 hours. So,
all right,
like,
I'm gonna roll on the table once. So, oh wow, okay. So Yeet and Killa come in to the beach, and Yeet,
what's up, Yeet?
Hey, what's
Yeet,
up?
Check it, Yeet, and then I throw a big rock. That's how you.
Whoa, Daryl.
So he goes, oh Jesus, and he hooks a thumb over his shoulder. He goes, we passed by a lady with a really kind of offensive Cockney accent who was saying something about the Daryl Barrel special she got screwed out of, and she's really angry, and she's gonna go join some army. In the forest outside Neverwinter.
Oh,
I heard Daryl, and it sounded like you. It might be somebody you know.
I feel
she
bad.
She should have gone with the sampler.
Yeah, that, I mean, if the best Willie can do is some like bar owners, like they were gonna be okay.
Yeah, I mean, she looked like she'd been working out.
Okay,
the just pause the whole when time. Matt was about to say barmaid, but said bar owner instead. That's growth. That's growth.
Yeah,
feminism won. So Killa Damal says, like, yeah, and we got a message from a tree that said there was a volleyball game with the Doodlers, and let me just say that my bro and I here have been pretty hungry for a rematch against you. Except this time, can please nobody turn into animals?
Yeah, that's fair. We're just gonna have a friendly game, and I cooked up some BBQ, and we're all we're getting ready for a big battle. So like, we just want to relax tonight.
Cool. So yeah, Yeet looks over the group and he goes, "Hey, Terry, hey, Lark Sparrow, hey, Grant," and Grant, What are we doing? Just us two versus the rest of you?
Shot at the old man. Why don't you go ahead and be on Heath's team?
Kids versus adults. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
Kids versus adults.
Henry goes up to Larkin Sparrow. Hey.
Whoa, father.
Hey.
Father.
You boys are...
Ah! And Sparrow grabs you by the shoulder and goes, you're the same. What happened to you?
Hi, it's really nice to see you. I'm actually...
This is great.
You know, it's been so long since I was this size. I'm looking forward to maybe I can see things from your guys' perspective.
Changes your perspective. Yes, of course. Of course, father. Oh, delightful. Lark, look at father. He's tiny now. And Lark sees you and just like grips the volleyball so hard that it pops. And Aaron's like, that's okay. I have another one. We can go refill. Why don't you come with me and we'll just fill that one back up again.
Your old man's going to play in this game. So are you two going to play?
Oh, of course, father. Of course.
All right. Well, you know, Lark, I'm going to be on the other team. So we'll make the best oak win, right?
Lark turns and sees that you're going to be on the other side. And you gave him the gauntlets back, right?
Shit.
Yes.
So he just looks at you and looking you dead in the eye, just puts on one of the gauntlets of Ogre's strength.
Oh my
and
God.
Just with no reaction, just clenches his fist. And he looks to Sparrow and he goes, brother, it is time to play volleyball. And Sparrow goes, oh, okay, that's fine.
Hey, hey, Terry, your old step man's going to show you how it's done. Actually, have you played volleyball before?
I was going to ask you if you had ever played volleyball.
I haven't,
Yeah, okay.
I thought that it was one of those things that I could kind of pick up as I go.
Okay, so that's a good first thing is you can't pick the ball up. Here, just, okay. I'll explain. You guys do, I'll explain to Ron how to play.
Nick Jr., you want to keep score?
Squeak. And Nuke Jr. jumps into the beach, and then it draws in the sand with its body a big scoreboard, essentially, and it writes
and doodlers. Lines, right?
And lines, yes.
I just realized if Henry's half his height, he's three. What is he?
Yeah, he's 5'10". He's 2'9".
2'9".
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yeah. So he's actually smaller than
Smaller than Mark.
He's smaller than
Mark. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
2'11".
2'11".
We got all the dads minus Peyton plus Aaron, and then we've got all the kids on the other side. So why don't all of you roll athletics? And I'll have the kids roll athletics.
I got 9.
I got a 15.
No! Oh, okay. The 7 looks like a 1 all the time. Because I get plus 9. I thought, okay, I still got a 16.
I got a 17. And I also want to say that Henry cast jump on himself so he can jump like 8 feet in the air.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So that means roll again, Henry.
Okay. I got a 5 that time.
Hey, we're going to play. What are the stakes here, everybody? Hey, adults, if we win, the kids got to, what they got to do? They got to... Hey, we haven't done laundry in a long time. All you kids are cleaning our clothes.
Laundry duty.
Lark walks up to you and goes, if we don't win, we won't tell Child Protective Services about what happened when we go back.
Okay, whoa, okay, whoa.
Hey, Lark, buddy, there's a good chance we're not going to get out of here, so good luck with that one. Yeah, let's give me a real
chance. Like, what did you say? Wait, what? We're not going to get out? Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's some real trash talk. Hey, we're in the game right now,
if
buddy.
If we win... We all forgive the kids for one thing we're mad at the kids about. And if the kids win, they forgive us for something that they're
mad
at.
Okay, Henry, you're getting there. I like that. You know what? I want my laundry done, but I get it. If we win, Lark and Sparrow, you have to forgive Henry. And if you win, what do you want?
It's like, oh, okay. If we're making this interesting, then yeah. You win, Lark and Sparrow, forgive you, whatever. Blah, blah. If we win, we get the money that you have.
Oh.
All of your money.
I mean.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Okay.
Deal.
You can have all 50 gold of ours.
Roll deception.
Hey, Glenn, how much gold do we have? I lost count.
No, you dare roll deception. You're not outsourcing your lies.
Oh, my God.
What'd you get?
It's a 2.
So it goes couple thousand sounds
okay,
like.
I was lying.
Yes, I obviously you were lying.
Obviously, I was lying. All you know is that I lied.
So
Glenn, why don't you tell the truth about how much gold we have? Because I was
That's
definitely
bullshit.
Lying.
You got a 2, my dude. You got a 2.
So
that is a
make a roll
you
disadvantage.
Gave a fucking 10
make
on your
roll
face.
Disadvantage.
No, a roll with disadvantage is still gonna be 40 for him. Fuck you. You don't get to pretend you're making it fair by saying disadvantage.
All right,
we have a couple thousand. That's right, because we're that kind of businessmen.
Ron, I like the honesty. All right,
straight shooter.
All right, Quick data. Hey guys, look.
Guys, we have to win this game.
Look, yeah, we got to win it. Because, yeah, the only reason we got to win this is, well, I don't know if it's really healthy way that that's the way they're going to give you, but I get you, Henry. We got to win it.
I feel like we're kind of having reverse arcs right now. Like, you're getting really open with your kids, and, like, I'm trying to solve stuff with sports. Like, what's going on?
I don't know, but look, if we lose, I mean, he's still a kid. We're not going to give him
money.
Yeah,
my son's
so, like, it's fine.
Even if we win, my son's probably not going to forgive me.
Yeah, so. I mean, this is really just supposed to be for fun.
Aaron's like, cool, as long as we're all agree that nothing's at stake here and nothing will change. Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, you rolled athletics, and combined, you got 62.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have each of the kids roll, and then the hottie is going to roll, but they're going to roll with disadvantage.
Why are they rolling with disadvantage?
Because they have skateboards in the sand.
You're telling me these radical teens don't have off-road wheels for their skateboards, Anthony?
Oh, that's a really good idea. Yeah. Oh,
do you
yeah.
want your kids to give you a wheel?
I
would
have heard it.
Yi Bigley's like, just a second, let me switch these babies out. And he does like a sick like handstand. Like, you know what? How breakdancers like will stall just on their hands with their legs in the air
yeah,
or whatever.
Freeze.
Yeah.
He does that and his legs in the air. He goes, Killa, wheel me. And Killa, with like practice, like pit crew dexterity and speed, removes the trucks and then puts on like new like sand tires onto the thing. And he rolls around on them and immediately starts kicking up like big rooster tails of sand. It looks cool as hell.
These kids are literally just Otto and Reggie Rocket.
Okay, so they're each going to roll. So Grant is going to roll. He gets a 15. Grant's Ooh. Like, yeah, I'm pretty good. Pretty good sports. Thanks, Dad, for teaching me to be good sports.
I mean, you teach me. You're a good at sports kid, naturally. Good job,
he
Grant.
He spikes on you, goes, nothing personal, Dad.
Oh.
Terry Jr. got an 8. He's like, I'm so tired explaining to Ron.
Are
I'm
you
so,
winning, son?
No, I mean, no. Lark goes, he gets an 8. He hits it too hard and just keeps going out. And Sarah's like, brother, you have to control the power. And Lark
Good hit, Lark. You nailed it.
It was not a good hit, father.
Good trash talk, Henry. We didn't get in his head.
I wasn't trash talk. I
Hell yeah, dude.
Sarcastic.
I love it.
Dude, sarcasm.
Your sarcasm cuts me to the bones, father.
Dude, cold as fuck, man.
So Lark and Sparrow got identical roles. They both got 8.
Oh my god.
Very cute.
Sparrow did it to make him feel better.
Exactly. Yeah. Lark hits it way the fuck out, and Sparrow's like, yes, this is how we're playing now. And then hits in exactly the same spot.
So Henry got a 5 on his roll. So I would like to say that when the ball comes to Henry, he does the same thing as his son. Be like, yeah, it's a fun game. Who can hit it the farthest that way?
Though, since you rolled poorly, it should be that you spike their asses right
now. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, just like a fucking digger. Everyone's like diving for it and shit.
Hayden rolls a 2. He just immediately hits it into the net and it comes back at him. And he goes, all right, I'll fucking fix this. And then it starts climbing up and tries to start sawing away the net, like the little cross hatches of the net, and make a little hole for himself. And he's like, I'm just going to hit it through that one right again. Boom. And then it falls. It hits the different part of the net. It hits him back in the face. Killa knocks it into the air just real, real well.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Killa goes, set it for me, brother. And she jumps into the air and then like pulls her arm back even though there's no ball there.
With her eyes closed.
Yeah, with her eyes closed because she trusts her brother that much.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Skates in, flurries of sand ejecting from behind his cool skateboard wheels, and he perfectly does the thing with his arms where you hold your two fists together, but not completely, where your thumbs are like next to each other.
Sets it.
That's a bump.
Oh, shit. Thank you. He bumps it and Killa whoosh, spikes it down, and their final summation of their score, you had 62. The combination of all their unmodified athletic scores was 65.
Oh.
So Killa lands, and everybody's like, yeah, Killa and Yeet, Killa and Yeet. And they're all cheering, and Payne's like, me. Yeet Bigley skateboards over the net onto your side.
You can't
like
cross the side.
Skids a little bit, and the sand goes
that's
up.
That's bad sportsmanship.
The sand goes up, and you have to like look away, like it's like a bully
kicking
in your face. It
gets very much in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, ah, fuck!
He puts his hand out, and he goes, looks like somebody owes me 1,000 gold.
I'm sorry. Are we supposed to believe that after not even a full set, not even a like a whole match, like literally one fucking thing that we're supposed to call?
Do you want to do this as many more times as are in a volleyball game? Because I don't know what the number
here's
is.
Here's my thought is like, could Glenn get Nick Jr.? Because Nick Jr., look, it's not about who wins the election. It's about who counts the votes. So all I'm saying is that,
yeah, put that out there.
Did Nick Jr.
Yeah, Glenn's been giving hand signals to Nick Jr. this entire time.
Hey, are you sure you guys won?
Because it looks like match point right now, my dude.
I'm going to roll sleight of hand for the rat. Unfortunately, Nick Jr. got a 5. They all turn and they see Nick Jr. clearly trying to like... and like shuffle its entire body over the score of the hotties. And they go like, okay, so you're trying to cheat now? You're trying to cheat to get me? That's not very sportsmanlike. What are you teaching these kids, huh?
That's fair. That's a good talking to. I don't know. That was inappropriate to cheat. Look, the fact is, we already gave you a ton of money, and I was just wanting to have...
Yeah, we can't
give you
house,
the money. We
then
have to,
why did you agree to it in the first place? That's not sportsmanlike.
Excuse me, if I can't explain this in business terms, I will. Businessly speaking, it's not about having the money. It's about telling other people that you do have the money. And so now, you're in a unique position, a special opportunity, if you will, that you cannot have the money but tell people that you do. And I think that that is less troublesome than worrying about actually having the money.
All right, if you're going to welch, here's what I want instead.
I'm English.
I'm going to point at each one of
you. My mom was Scottish.
Nice one, Rod. I'm going to point at each one of you, and you're going to say, Yeet and Killa, we lost to you. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he points at Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn's still wiping sand out of his eyes. Like, ah! I can't see
you. Don't
shit.
Use your eyes to admit inferiority.
Fine. Fine. You fucking kids, you won, all right? Ah!
Henry.
Yeet and Killer, we lost to you.
Ron.
Yeet and Killer, you won.
Daryl.
Yeet and Killer, we lost to you. You guys, you're both just incredible athletes, and you totally beat us, and I'm sorry. I was just cheating. I wasn't trying to cheat. It's just I shouldn't have. Anyways, that's a lot of money.
Also, Yeet and Killer, have you checked out this mall? Ah, fuck. You guys should check out this mall. Hashtag ad.
You know, you admitting that you're not as good at us, that's almost worth 1,000 gold, so thanks. But since you welched, just in case you were thinking you might be able to recruit us for your fight coming up, just let you know that's off the table now because you welched.
Oh,
I don't think that.
I mean, you're kids. We won't want you to fight.
I mean, you could have had us do any number of other things. We could have been scouts or transmitted messages or distracted people or gotten some other people that we play football with.
I would never pay kids to do that. I mean,
you could have gotten us to get people that throw it, run it, catch it down the field.
Hey, we draw the line at child soldiers, all right, kid?
We just invited you to have a good time.
And we do.
Barbecue and food here.
You don't count.
Okay, I'll have fun the rest of the time I'm here, but I just want you to know you lost an ally today.
Hey, you can just tell us straight. We're competitors and all, but we care about you, and I know you guys have a tough life. Do you need more money? Like, what's going on, kids?
It would be nice to have a house.
So how much is a house?
Like 200 gold.
Oh,
wait, is it really 200 gold?
Yeah, according to the actual rules of like D&D stuff, like a gold is like how much you would pay a person for one day of work.
And you can save up a house with 200
days
of work.
Yeah, with a year's worth.
Assuming that we're in like boomer times.
Yeah, I was going to say, D&D canonically takes place in 1952.
Yeah.
Glenn, how much money do we have?
1697 gold.
Oh, we can.
Hey, kids, we care about you. You're my son's friend. You're good kids. Here's 200 gold. You got to do one thing for me.
The second you just hand them 200 gold, their eyes get very big and Killa's like, yeah.
Actually, two things for me.
I don't like where this is going. Yes, what would you need?
Stay here and have some grub tonight.
Yeah.
And give us all a high five.
All right. So both Killa and Yeet give you very solid high fives. And Yeet's like, so I guess we should get some coconut drinks or something. The first round's on me. Ha ha ha. I'm rich. Woo. We're going to buy a house. Hey, Grant. And Grant's like, because Grant's just been staring at him, just blushing the entire time.
Henry takes this opportunity to go up to his two beautiful boys.
Okay.
Hey, boys. It's me, your tiny dad.
My tiny loser father. I love you so much.
I love you too, Sparrow. And I love you too, Lark. And I know things have been tough lately, you know, and that's okay. We're going to get through it. But I feel like being a kid for a day, you know? I feel like I'm back to kid size. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends growing up. Your grandpa was kind of a jerk and didn't want me to have a lot of friends. And I always wished that I had brothers. You know, I think if I had two friends like you growing up, if I had two brothers like you growing up, that would have been really swell. And what if for the day we're just three friends being kids together? Why don't we just go have some fun? I feel like I spend so much time thinking about what you should be doing, and I don't spend a lot of time listening to what you want to do. So why don't we? This is kind of silly, I guess, but I always thought it'd be fun if we could have like a fun like adventure together or something like that. So if you want
Oak adventure, no rules, kids.
Yeah, you know, I know I'm not great at enforcing the rules, really, but at the very least, I'm constantly putting the expectation there, and you know, maybe I disappoint you guys a lot. And so I don't know. Do you guys want to just go like poke around the woods or something? You guys want to go find some cool rocks?
Sparrow's like, oh, father, that would be delightful. Our new brother, Father Henry Oak. Oh, that would be the chaos we would have gotten up to if we had been your brothers. Oh. I can't even begin to imagine. And Lark's like, yes, father, let us play Bloody Knuckles. I'll go first. He says, raising his golem fist.
Oh,
and
God.
Then Sparrow's like, no. Let's just go into the forest and gallivant, shall we? We will find adventures. We will climb trees. We will jump off of trees onto other trees.
You know, Sparrow, I love you so much for, you know, smoothing things over. That's real mature of you. But you're a kid too, and you don't have to speak for your brother. And you know, like if he's angry right now, it's okay for him to be angry. Lark, why don't you and I go talk, okay? And you can tell me whatever is in your heart, and I will listen.
That's not something kids do with each other. I thought today was the one day where you were going to be a kid.
Well, I wanted to be a kid, and then you...
You took it back so quickly. You couldn't handle 30 seconds of childhood, and I have to do this all the time.
I'm sorry. Lark, why don't you and I talk man to man?
Yeah. So I'm a man now.
For this conversation.
Oh, how quickly the web dissipates once I poke at it even a little bit.
No, you know what? Gosh darn it. You are young men. You're young men now. You guys can read young adult novels, and that means you're young men, and it's time I recognize that, and it's time I respected it. So yeah, Lark, why don't you and I go have a conversation man to man?
Okay. But
Sparrow, if I call for you, come at once and spirit me away from whatever conversation Father is trying to lure me into.
That's fair. And Sparrow, likewise.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Come here. I'm over by the beach. I guess you could see that because the whole thing is the beach. But I'm over here by the water.
Are you doing okay? We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. I just wanted to check in.
I want to talk about it, but I don't want to right now.
That's fine.
That makes sense.
We can just chill.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
It's just a lot of stuff, and I don't want to talk. Like, it feels weird to talk about my stuff while you've got, you just found out your dad tried to kill you and stuff.
I like hearing about you and learning about you, so yeah, there's nothing bad in that for me.
Okay, we'll start with favorite things that you like to do.
Okay.
Favorite things.
This is how I fish. So I've got the fishing rod right here, and then I have this lure, and it's a new one. I just got it at the mall.
Hashtag ad.
Hashtag, this is
an
ad,
by
the way.
Don't forget, you got to hashtag the ad.
Sorry, Terry.
Glenn hanging out in the hammock with Nick Jr. He's like, hey, Ron, you got hashtag ad.
And sorry, Terry, this is just to be transparent. This is hashtag paid promotion.
Cool.
For the mall, but I got this.
I really like the way you do the ad, though. It just feels like it's coming from your personality.
I know. It's so natural.
Sometimes you joke around a lot without actually getting to the sort of the marketing copy, but I think that makes it feel more genuine.
You can tell that I'm really invested in it and that I've actually sort of, I'm not like other Rons. I'm not like other businessmen.
I thought that about you the very first moment I saw you.
So anyway, I just got this new lure today. And, I have a history with lures. They seem kind of attached to me. Anyways, but this one is new and there's no, there's nothing really attached to it sort of emotionally or spiritually. But I want you to have it if you want. And if you don't want to have it, then that's cool too. But it was just like, I want you to know that if this is our family lure, you can have it and you're good enough for it. Always. And so how I fish is I take all this stuff and then I put it away and then I stick my feet in the water and then I just sit here for a couple of hours.
I think everything you say about the way you like to fish gets said after, because after you say like, hey, this is your lure and you deserve it and all that kind of stuff, he kind of just throws an arm around you and then like kisses you on the temple, the side of the head. And she goes, thank you very much, Ron. That's very nice. And then you, when you explain the putting your feet in the water, he goes, yeah, that sounds great. I've never really been into the idea of fishing, just sort of ruining somebody's day while they're at home, essentially, in the water. So yeah, no, I putting the feet in the water. That's cool. But I'll hold on to the lure. It's nice. This is cool.
Yeah.
Fish aren't biting today, though, huh?
No. You hate to see it.
So Henry is walking through the forest with Lark. Going through the grove of hot trees.
Yeah, you're just sort of walking past a bunch of shirtless hot dudes, essentially, that are also trees.
We're walking through the forest, and Henry says to Lark, maybe we can start here. If you're ready, and if you want to talk about it, tell me what's in your heart.
I don't wish to, Father. Explaining and justifying my feelings feels like additional labor on top of the labor I'm already doing, not to lose my shit completely.
Do you want to just lose your shit?
No, trust me, you don't want me to lose my shit.
I can handle it, Lark. Whatever's in there, believe me, I've seen some pretty and felt some pretty hard stuff. So, as your father, I just want you to know that even if you don't like me, it is safe for you to tell me how you're feeling.
Okay, cool. I don't like you. Done.
Okay.
Walter would have legs if you were better at your job.
Ooh. Ooh. Hear Glenn from far away. Far away. Ooh, very quietly. Ooh,
ooh, hashtag ad.
Ooh,
Daryl just walks up and like grabs Glenn by the shoulders and is like, hey, just leave.
Dang, man.
Go back to the hammock, dude. Just
harsh.
Like, we're good. Yeah, leave this one alone.
I guess that's fair. I can't. I don't know what to say, man. I wish I knew something to say to make it better, but you're right. It's a scary world and we don't know the consequences of all our actions when we make them. All I can tell is I tried to make the choices that I thought would be best to protect you. But maybe you're right. Maybe if you had had the gauntlets and I had trusted you, then things would have gone differently. And I'm sorry.
Okay. Has this conversation sufficiently unburdened you of whatever guilt you were feeling? Does my explaining my irritation, the fact that one of my best friends is now...
Lark? It's okay to be angry. It is not okay to be cruel.
Shit.
And you know that. And you can be as angry at me as you want, but it's not okay to be cruel to anybody. So maybe I'm pushing this too hard. Maybe you're getting upset and maybe we can talk when we get back or not talk or however it's going to work. But let's just call it a night.
So the real fucked up thing is that as he's saying these things and as you're looking at him, you can tell he's not like upset. He's not like not in control of his emotions in the mm-hmm. way that you would think of somebody of his age being. Mm-hmm. He's clearly thought about this. And so he just goes, okay, then.
I'm going to kill him.
Hell yeah.
He's 12.
He'll get over it. So Lark just starts walking back to the beach, not really waiting for you.
And Henry just walks back.
Tiny Henry. I just remembered your tiny
Henry
also.
Hops down from the stump that he was on.
The moment Henry like comes out of the tree line, he doesn't see Daryl, but like just a hand holding.
Not fucking now, Daryl.
He's just holding kombucha.
Not get it. Not now.
And Daryl just
not
takes
now, man.
The
I
drink.
Thank you. I appreciate it, but I just that sucked, and I need some space.
Daryl just drinks the kombucha and then spits it out.
Sucks, right? Daryl, that just sucks, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
Hey, Daryl, as the two good dads in the group,
what's up, Glenn?
You think we should?
What do you think, Glenn?
You think we should step in here, help out our fellow dads? I mean, Ron seems
no.
To
I think we should kill a 12-year-old.
No, that's not kill a 12-year-old. What's Grant doing?
Grant is hanging out with Yeet and Killa. The sun's beginning to go down. They're sitting around a campfire and they're telling stories. And Grant is very clearly like his body language is very closed off and he's very nervous, but he's like smiling and laughing, but he's still very terrified. And Yeet is being very charismatic and, you know, Grant's nodding along.
Ron is like at the fire around the kids too, telling scary stories, I'm sure.
I feel like you could definitely tell that Ron is getting far more scared than the kids as yeah. he's telling the stories.
I go, yeah, this kombucha really sucks, man. You want to sit down and just share a beer with me, Glenn?
Yeah.
You had it tough.
Hell yeah. So, I had it tough at all. It's been great. Yeah. Hey. Right, Nick Jr.? Huh?
Squeak.
Did you want to get trashed?
Squeak.
Yeah, all right, it's up to you. All right, bro, let's go.
Why was that so funny?
Daryl holds Carol's letter, about to read it.
Whoa, is this getting heavy?
No, but then he hears you talking to the rat, and Daryl puts the letter back in his pocket. He goes, hey, Glenn, you need to talk, man? Or you want to just sit here and drink?
You know, in a good sort of dad tradition, I don't know what to talk about. Let's sit here and drink, bro.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah?
I think I did pretty good today, huh? Yeah, you remember that, like, monster that came at us in the woods, like, and one-shot it, like, no problem, protected the group and all? Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably net positive for the day, in my opinion, the old Glenn book. Let me just pull that out. Glenn pulls out a small notebook, and then for the day, Mark's like, check. Did good today. And then as you flip through it, it's been like a string of X's.
Oh, God. Yeah, over the course of like 2,000 days.
It's just like nonstop flip through. It's like, yeah, I'm going to try to turn this downward trend around.
Good combo breaker.
Combo breaker, you know? How you doing, man? Hey, Peyton.
Yeah.
No, not you.
I'm going to go back to hearing scary stories. Rod's got this really scary one about a businessman whose business cards were like...
No, don't tell me that one. Okay.
Daryl.
Yeah, what's up, Glenn?
Have you given any thought about what to do with your dad boy?
Yeah, I don't... first, I'm not even quite sure I understand it, but I'm not... Honestly, I don't want to kill Peyton, or not kill Peyton, but I'm also just like, what happens to Frank? Like, if he... Like, I don't know. Like, does he come back? Is he going to see me, like, as me now?
But you have to do it if you want to go back home, right?
I'm not... I don't know. I you know what? Honestly, I want to see my dad again, but I'm just not sure if I want... I don't know. I'm not sure if I want him to see me. Like, I don't know.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm just throwing it out here. Maybe it's this bad booch. Getting me a little tipsy.
Wait, why are you still drinking the booch, dude? Here, I had you up here.
Like, ah, there we go.
There you go.
There we go. Dump this shit out, glugs it out into the fucking sand. Nick Jr. lapping it up also goes, bleh.
Aaron, like watching you from a distance, a single tear falls down her eye. Do you have any idea how long it takes to ferment mushrooms?
Yeah, just throwing it out here. If Peyton needs a bro in this world,
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 50-50 on going back, to be honest.
Really? You don't want to go back?
You know, I've just been thinking about it. It doesn't seem like there's much for me over there, and it seems like,
Can you DJ here?
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Our theme song is All Right by Maxton Waller, Courtney Theron is our content producer, Ashley Nicolette is our community manager, Chad Ells provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to our Patreon supporters by the name of Jellyfish Pancake, Ashley, Kyle Mayo Roberts, Whispera Whisperwind, Josiah Miklos, Kate W. Sith, Jenny, Christian Wade Miller, Lindsay Heskett, Dustin C., Durrell Bedassi, Jada Crouch, No Remac Kid, Eddie Current, Justin Liebrechts, James Bryant, Andrew Siedlack, Madison Figg, and Joshua Von Prague. Support this show directly, get ad-free episodes, and get access to hours upon hours of bonus content at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. If you're curious about exactly what you can get, you can see all of our Patreon content at our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com. Click Patreon on the top and then scroll down and just keep on scrolling. I mean, look at all that stuff. You got live shows, live streams, Discord, Reacts, merch discounts, two mini-series with more to come. It's a lot. It's a lot of stuff. Please check it out. Consider supporting us directly at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. And by the way, starting this month, touring level supporters and higher get an exclusive Jez Ball poster featuring Henry Oak after you pledge for 3 months. That is patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Twitter at Dungeons and Dads. Our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies. Our next episode is coming at you July 27th. We will see you then.
There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down.
Wait a second. I'm looking at a picture of a remote on my computer right now, and it has a button that just says go back.
Ooh.